Yeah, we had a few comments on Robert O. Young. You know, I thought he was very interesting. I liked him, and but I did something, and I just wanted to share this with you. So I kind of bought into the idea at first after talking to him. Well, I said, maybe I could really play with this. Let's see if I could really get more alkaline like he advocates, right? And just do alkaline stuff, and you got a whole list and for a couple of days and or a week. You know, I was going to do like a week and, you know, just see how you sleep, see how you feel, see how you look, see everything. See if it means anything, see if there's anything to it. So after the show, when did we have him on? Was it Tuesday? Sorry, my nose is just... Monday, whatever day it was. So I just look on this list of all these alkaline vegetables. So that's all I do, right? Just totally, totally alkaline. For about 24 hours, maybe a little longer. Whoa. I started feeling so weird. Seriously. It wasn't a detox. It was just too alkaline. Because I kind of asked him that. He said, well, you know, you could go too alkaline. He said, no, you can't. You can just do it. So the only way I got out of it, I found the most acid foods I could. And I had 3 soft-boiled eggs with butter, piece of sprouted bread with lots of butter and ghee. 15 minutes later, it felt perfect. So that was my pH miracle experience. I probably just overdid it. But it got me thinking, I think I learned something. I really did. There's a lot of nice, more alkalizing substances, like minerals, all the minerals, garlic, turmeric, lemon, which is why people put lemon on fish, right? Fish is more acid, depending on the fish. Put the lemon on there and balance it out. So I got some of those little strips, and so I've been playing out, looking at my urine just to see what it is and see how the food affects it. Pretty much it's been staying at these strips anyway, like 7 or 8. Seems pretty neutral to me. Seems kind of good. Now, he suggested he wanted to be like 9 or something like that. I don't pee. But when I was that thing, it was a blue strip. It was all blue. I felt not good. So. Hi, Patrick. Enjoy your show. Please, with one of your guests you interview, like the next time Cowan or Kaufman, Pete, Seneff, Dr. Pete will be here Monday. Why isn't the truth coming out of scientific research now in the past, I don't know, the virus theory, the saturated fat and cholesterol theory, the salt theory, the cancer theory, and don't these guys just do the right research and get the right answers the first time? Why are the truths out there always so difficult to uncover? Everything is seemingly unknown, and yet it is discovered to correct the falsehoods we've come to accept today. If it's always a conspiracy hidden behind it, aren't there any decent ethical PhD guys out there wanting to produce real, accurate scientific research without big money controlling them? Well, you've answered your question. Seneff, Cowan, Kaufman, Ray Pete, Vollmer, Lanka, there's a lot of people. But they're critical thinkers, they're looking at real science, and the other people are not. They're just not. I don't know what to tell you. they're not stupid people. They went through 12 years of medical school. I guess they get so programmed into believing cholesterol, salt, fat, virus, that they just, it's like a religion. It is a religion. It gets to be a religion, meaning that you just can't change your belief system. Getting the AMA and the CDC and the WHO, the American Dental people, to let go of the germ theory would be like, I don't know, getting the Mormons to give up the idea about Jehovah or Jesus, or not going to happen. Here's a person that's really talking about the vaccines. It's a little complicated, but he was talking about bacteria and vaccines, because all vaccines are told promote immune response to viruses. Our medical researchers saying that the tetanus vaccine is made by a byproduct of tetanus bacteria cultures, which are then injected to the human. That would seem to be true, because injecting live tetanus bacteria into a person is unethical and criminal, because tetanus doesn't work. Cowan explains it. The tetanus puts off toxins, and then that's what it's about. The tetanus shot is stupid. And bacteria, the whole bacteria meme is also backwards. The body creates bacteria to heal. The bacteria thing is just as backwards as the virus thing. Just like the virus thing. People say, well, if they wouldn't give an antibiotic for pneumonia, they would die. Really? How do you know? They give it. Have you ever noticed that people with bacterial pneumonia, what they call bacterial pneumonia? I know a lady who's 93 who comes up with it every 3 times a year. They give her antibiotics. It kills the healing process. And then she gets it again. They would just let it go. The body would heal. The bacteria is trying to heal her lungs. I listened to your show with Robert O. Young. I think he's a transhumanist. Really? Where did that come from? I didn't get that from him. Did you? And somebody put a post on Robert O. Young that they went to Wikipedia and I don't know why they said, I don't know if I should believe this guy. They've got all this stuff on Wikipedia how he's a crazy guy. Generally, he may be, I think he takes the acid alkaline thing to an extreme, but just me. Wikipedia is always ditching people, you know, dissing people that are, you should see what they write about Bhakti. Isn't he a sweetheart guy? Did you see the show with him? We'll run it more this weekend too. Come by here on One Radio Network during the weekend and at night. We're always streaming different videos that I find, you know, out there. Fun stuff that you might find interesting. Just go on the front page and pretty much all the time we're doing something. How long have you been doing the stretching? And I want to try it. What can I do? February, March, April, May, June. We're about 4.5 months. So, you know, as I said before, I get questions about it because people just lie down on some kind of a mat and start stretching. As long as you're breathing, you're not going to hurt yourself. Just keep breathing and stretch just your neck and everywhere. So you got to do. Do forward bends. You could go on YouTube and look up Hatha Yoga. Find somebody that looks good. You know, that's got a really nice body. And say, well, they know what they're doing. Don't take advice from someone that's not getting the results that you want. Right? A little eyeball. So, yeah, and then you could start with those little poses, do forward bends, do the plow. That's where your legs go all the way back, you know, like that. You can do all kinds of stuff. Start with those. Find 4, 5, 6 postures. Watch the video and learn the postures. Start there. And then you can branch out and move in different areas and you'll be doing yoga. I remember the first time I started doing yoga was in 1980. I remember the day. Isn't that weird? I'm crazy. I was in St. Louis. And my spiritual teacher woke me up. He does that, you know, or she. Said, go downstairs and turn on public television. Really? And there was a lady by the name of Lilius, L-I-L-L-I-S, something like that. Lilius was on public TV, I think it's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning. Lilius, Yoga and You. That's before they start, you know, that's a long time ago, 80, 90, 2000, 2010, 40 years ago. So I just started doing yoga by watching Lilius every morning. Wouldn't be here today doing this unless I did it. So you see, Spirit woke me up. My teacher, Spirit, woke me up. Hello. 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 Go watch NPR or public television. Sure. There are no accidents. Wikipedia is full of lies and unreliable. If they slam somebody, it's probably a good guy. Probably. Probably. Maybe you could have Andrew Wakefield. We had him on years ago. Yeah. He lived in Texas with his wife and children. Yeah, when we talked to him, he was in Texas. I think he worked for the University of Texas. before they tried to destroy his life. He never claimed that MMR caused autism. In the Lancet publication, it was a journalist that accused Wakefield that he claimed the vaccine caused autism. Wakefield in the paper recommended that further studies, I understand. Although we know that Dino the dinosaur walked on the Earth 5,000 years ago, the Earth is flat, and Apollo mission never landed on the moon. Fake camera work in a studio somewhere. So you really think the Earth is flat? Yeah, I got an email from somebody who's one of the big flat earthers. Maybe I should. Do you think I should have him on? The Earth is not flat. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm missing something. See, I don't go by the pictures. They could all be phony, right? But do you really think all the astronauts that have been in space have seen a flat structure and not said anything? And then when they do the Earth and the eclipses, I mean, the moon is shaped the way it is because the Earth is blocked by the sun and it's curved. I mean, that's how you get a half moon, quarter moon. How could that be flat? I don't know. What am I missing here? Am I missing something? This is why so many people believe stuff what they do. Here's the New York Times. The New York Bleeping Times used to be one of the most trusted news sources in the world. Not any longer after Donald Trump kicked their fanny. I just want to read you a little bit of this. This is the lead story. For most American adults, the COVID-19 situation is now straightforward. Vaccine shots are widely available, and once you've had one, COVID no longer needs to dominate your life. You are unlikely to contract any form of the virus and are virtually guaranteed not to suffer serious symptoms. You can socialize with friends. Well, thanks. Glad you told us we can. Indoors or outdoors. You don't need to wear a mask to protect yourself and others. For you, COVID has come to resemble a mild flu that you are unlikely to get because you've had the vaccine. For children under 12, however, situation is a little bit more complicated. They are not yet eligible to receive the vaccine, but just wait. But with the spread of the Delta variant, oh my God, of the virus, many parents are understandably anxious. Over the past week, I received emails and social media messages from some of the parents asking for help in thinking about Delta. So you're a parent. You're writing some blogger on the New York Times to get his opinion, help understanding Delta. They should just come and take your kid away. Sorry. As each new coronavirus variant has emerged, people have feared that it would be a game changer. Resistant to the vaccines are vastly more serious. So far, all the variants have been much more similar to the original version. So far. So you know what they're going to do. As long as you believe there's a virus that can hurt there's always going to be a variant and a new virus next year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Oh, they'll all have new names. They'll never isolate them, mind you. Never. Can't do it. He goes on. Some people are calling these scariants. Oh, new word. Not a variant, but a scariant. Do you believe these people? Delta does appear to be worse than most, as I described in Monday's newsletter. It may be the worst variant yet. OMG. In terms of contagiousness and severity. It also seems to be in the same broad range as the earlier ones.
Oh, good.
Daily hospital COVID admissions in England. Kids up to 17. It's going up now. They want to get these kids vaxxed, boy. They don't tell you that all of the new cases are false. They don't tell you that no one has ever been proven to die of the original COVID. Never. Using Koch's postulates. Never. They've never cut open a body and found the virus. Oh, here it is. Let's put it in a microscope and see what it is. Never. If you happen to see the brilliant presentation of Kaufman that will run more this weekend, so tune into One Radio Network and watch it. It's amazing. He goes through and explains you clearly, talks to you like you're a young child or a golden retriever, of how this injection was created, because they never had an original virus to create the injection, because it doesn't exist. So what they did is they mixed and matched computer simulations of genetic codes, kabillions and kabillions of them, and all just made it up. Based on some illusionary SARS-CoV-2 from 10 years ago or whatever. They've never isolated any virus, including this one, properly. Zero. They've never taken a COVID virus, because it doesn't exist, but say it did exist. And put it into somebody's snot, swap spit and snot, and somebody came down with COVID. The whole thing is a lie. Viruses do not try to kill us. They're made in the body to heal. Bacteria are made in the body to heal. Viruses are not spread through the air. The 6 feet thing was made up by some school kid in Europe. You've seen that story, right? Who came up with it? Masks don't do anything. Except make mask wearers sick. Can't make this stuff up, folks. But I know. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Every time I listen to your show, I learn something new from Steve. So do I, Steve. Last week it was the alkaline body. Dr. Young talked about increasing pH for health, then the synchronicity with an older show hit me, George Wiseman and hydrogen. pH stands for potential hydrogen, so no wonder it works so well. Everything and connected. Could be. I think the pH water is definitely more alkaline. Not huge. It's about 9. Pretty alkaline. Hydrogen may balance out the whole cycle thing. We'll talk to George about it. But remember, my only opinion is I liked him a lot, but I do, and I can't believe I'm saying this. He's been working with this for 40 years. But he said no, but I believe Adam and his research. There are cancers that grow in alkaline environments. There's cancers that grow in acid environments. To think that alkaline is good and acid is bad, I think it's just not critically thinking. It doesn't work like that. Sure, maybe the body in perfect balance is a more neutral. I don't know. The blood wants to be 7.4, so maybe my current pH of P is 7.5 is pretty good. I don't know. The body's always trying to keep everything in balance, and that's what it does, and it's going to do it. We don't have to mess with it that much. We've all spent so much time in the natural healing world over the last 20, 30, 40 years that we spent a lot of time manipulating things, right? Looking for a silver bullet and all of that, and we can begin to let that go. Sure, there's a lot of fun things to take and try and help us. But our relationship with God, and you know, that's what's healing everything. And all this other stuff is fun to play with, but not necessary. Just tools. If you have the budget, buy some things, get some hydrogen, you know, get a rebounder. But you can do it all on your own, just you and God. You don't need anything. Last time I know, God doesn't charge. God doesn't take Bitcoin. No, it doesn't take Bitcoin. Nope. Isn't that funny? That's why interesting. That's why if you go to I don't know. That's why religions are traditionally not charged for being in the church. It's only donations. That's where that comes from. Because it's just not cool to charge for spiritual information. Because it's free. Which is why spiritual practitioners, some people who do this kind of stuff, they just take donations, which is cool. People want to donate, it's great. If you don't, it's okay. But you don't want to charge. Because it's free. Love your show, Caroline? Oh, Caroline. So where do you think this inflation, where do you think this inflation thing is going? Caroline, I have no idea, my dear, but it's going. And everything that we know about the banking world, and this great reset thing that's underway, even though we don't know exactly what it's going to be doing, what their plan is, you know, they, Doug and Mel. There's just no doubt about it. That with the money being borrowed, the infrastructure plan, the Green New Deal, all this free stuff, they're just crazy borrowing newly created dollars from the Fed, and it's like a drug for these people. And once you keep going, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and you can't stop because there's no way to fix it. Their only way out is to keep printing dollars and borrowing the dollars from the Fed. That's it. That's all they can do. They stop pumping money into this thing and it just explodes. So they're pumping all this free money to the banks who are buying stocks, creating trillions of dollars worth of quadrillion worth of synthetic instruments, betting on this and that. So all they do is they bet on stuff. Oh, this is going to go up, this is going to go down. And they do that with borrowed money that the Fed creates. It's the biggest bubble that's ever been bubbled, and they know it. And so they're going to try to come up with something called the Great Reset to fix it. And whatever it is, it's not going to be good for us. You know that. So that's why we encourage you to buy gold and silver now, because that's going to be one of the only things they can't mess with. And if you have it in your possession, it doesn't matter what Doug and Mel do. Doesn't matter what Doug and Mel do, because who cares? You can call my friend Fred and Donna at U.S. Coin Capital, 800-878-2646. And even if you take 100 or 200 bucks a month or something, anything, and just buy some pre-1964 dimes, quarters, halves, or silver dollars, you're doing something. 800-878-2646. Or if you got a couple thou, you can buy a St. Gaudens. Get yourself a real numismatic coins and hang on to that puppy. Hang on, Sloopy. Also, if you'd like to learn more about how this stuff all works, Richard Mayberry. Richard is a wonderful guy, and he's on our show the last Wednesday of the month. And he has a newsletter called The Early Warning Report. He's a libertarian. He's the real deal. And I think that you'll get a lot out of it if you'd like to get one. You can just go on our website and click on the Early Warning Report banner on the front page, and you'll get a nice deal. I think you get the whole year thing for $179 or something, and you get a monthly issue that's jammed with good stuff, including some real stock tips, too. He's all over this homeopathic medicinal mushrooms, that this is going to be the next big thing. And I think he's right with the cannabis. They're doing medicinal mushrooms homeopathically to help people get out of depression and stuff like that. And it works with the mental body. kind of like CBD does. Oh, you know, I know how CBD works. I saw that the other night. I'll tell you if you want. Anyway, early warning report. We've got some colostrum on sale. Want to get some?
Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right? Mm-hmm. So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps heal, seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum. Any of the Sirthrival links, and it's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Indeed, Patrick, me boy. Indeed, indeed. Thank you, Dr. Massey. He's great. This is the big guy here. Guess this is a kilo, huh? Yeah, 2.2 pounds. Smells so good. It's just white and fluffy and just so tasty. You can mix this with the cacao and a little bit of maple syrup and make yummy treats for the kids and yourself. Put it in smoothies. Get yourself a kilo, baby. And you can get one right now. Adapt 15% off. I think just through Sunday night, so you want to grab it this weekend. Where's my thing? Oh. I found it. Here it is. It's getting warm in here, baby. Got a little portable AC. I would turn it on. It's just too noisy. Yeah, I did. I figured out why CBD works. I just saw it. It wasn't like I'm that smart. I just saw it. How CBD works and how it helps you sleep. It's just... Phew. I'm going to save it for next week. I'm going to promote it. You'll hear it. First, here, anywhere. Really. CBD is working. I'll give you some clues. CBD is working with soul to help soul work out its issues in the other realities while the body sleeps. Or help soul to be working out things even while the body is awake on the mental level. It's helping them to relax, to chill out a bit. They say, oh, it's good for pain. The reason it is because it's helping people to It's great, man. We're learning so much. Adam says the middle way is to walk over the bridge between acid and alkaline diseases. There are very few neutral diseases. The only one I can think of is instant death via the medulla oblongata, the mouth of God. Somebody shoots you there, right? To walk over the bridge between acid and alkaline. So maybe then neutral 7.4 is the way to go, huh? The thing is that we just don't have to figure any of this stuff out. That's old stuff, you know. A couple years ago, we were doing our DNA testing with, what's that company, and trying to balance out all that, you know. What a black hole that was. Whew. "23andMe." That was all set up just to connect your DNA. IMO, my opinion. I filled out a form and got mine destroyed. I said, destroy it. It's mine. You can't have it. Because I did that 23andMe. But I knew after I got it and looked at all that stuff and said all this imbalance, give me a break. That's all so much nonsense. That's like blood tests and I don't know, all this stuff. It's just a tail wagging the dog. My experience is the body is always trying to make balance. That's what it does for a living. We don't have to do anything. As Woody Allen said, we just show up. Show up and be happy. Do stuff that makes you happy. You don't have to do anything else. And the body follows right along. Because it's all one thing. Yeah, check this out. Now this is coming to some of the crappy stuff that goes around. But I'm just going to read a little bit just because. Some of the emails I get. There is a database containing your unique human program. It is a numeric sequence converted from your DNA sequence of base pairs. There is a human DNA information analysis industry, nanobiotics or just biotech. They own the information. Problem is you don't have a right to your information stored here. What is being done with it? On your royalties or sales from an original problem, blah, 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 blah. Ancestry.com and Medical Big Pharma. Yeah, I know they're trying to do all that stuff. Just don't worry about that stuff. So they've got a bunch of different numbers. That's not who you are. That's not something that's permanent in your body. Those numbers change all the time. Now they're going to put out this kind of stuff to convince you to be afraid of something because they've got your number. Don't believe any of that stuff. All those computer blips thing on your DNA, RNA, EPA, they'll change all the time because your state of consciousness change all the time. As you become happier, healthier, and more peace, love, and hippie bees, all those numbers they have change. It's another red herring. It may be that in most cases, diseases are caused by conflict shock in an individual. German New Medicine covers this. Keep in mind Tesla's comments. The day science begins to study the non-physical phenomena, God love them, it will make more progress in one decade than all the previous centuries of its existence. Indeed. Tesla knew what he was talking about. That's what we're talking about, all this. This is where all the action is. Mental, emotional, spiritual. Tesla knew that. Somebody sent a meme. It was something like, it was a quote from Tesla, said that, I can see the past and the present and the future. So can I. So can you. How can you not see the future when it doesn't exist? Go on, answer me that one. How can you and I not see the future when the future doesn't exist? You riddle me that one, Batman, and you'll come up with the same answer I do. You do see the future. Whatever we think and believe and expect in this moment is our future. No, 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 that's too simple. No, you can't be that. No, no. All right. Show me the future. Bring it to me. I guarantee you, when you show me the future, it's going to be now. We do see the future. We do see the past. Just depends on, the past is a little trickier, but it's there. That's how we remember our past lives. Because they're still going on right now. Whoa. What can I tell you? That'll make your head explode. Do not operate heavy machinery when you're thinking about that kind of stuff. Okay. I heard you talking. Oh, man. What was that? Oh, that was just a calculator.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm coming.
Hold on, I'm coming. This is from someone named Joy. Three Dog Night, right? Joy to the world. Joy to the world. I heard you talking with the great virus hoax guy, and I was wondering if you sincerely believe that being gay is okay? Question mark. I know that you say things to promote discussion. No, I don't say anything unless I mean them. You bring out the best in your guests, thanks. However, homosexuality leads to pedophilia and destroys families and societies. It is totally a political agenda. My paternal grandmother was a pedophile and molested all of us and children. I made the decision not to continue her behavior, unlike many men in the video below. Yeah, come on. Okay. I am attracted to women. Always have been. always will be. That's just me. There are some guys and some girls who are attracted to guys and girls, even though they're guys and girls. They just are. Who cares? All this saying that pedophilia is a problem with people being gay. No, I don't think so. No evidence of that. There's plenty of pedos out there that are married. I won't name names. I think, Joy, with due respect, that this is just the globalist agenda to have people hate gay people and have gay people hate straight people. Divide and conquer, the same thing, black and white, Republican and Democrat, vaxxers, no vaxxers, maskers, no maskers, you name it. That's what they do for a living. That's all they do for a living. And the media goes along with it and does it. So to blame pedophilia on people who are attracted to the same sex is just wrong. Don't do that. Don't send this stuff to people. So she sends me a book I'm supposed to read on the subject. Yeah, really. Please. I've known quite a few gay people this lifetime. I knew a bunch of gay people in New Orleans because a lot of gay people hang out there. Some dear, dear friends who were gay, and they were some of the kindest, gentlest, sweetest, and most compassionate guys ever. Some of my best friends. We talked a lot about it, and they were just attracted to. They all said, I was never attracted to girls when I was a kid. Like when I'm 4 and 5, 6, I always wanted to play with boys. It happens, who knows why? It happens all through nature. Of course, then the Christians get in there and, oh my God. You know, this Bible said that, boy, men that lay with men are, you know, abomination. And they call themselves spiritual, and they call themselves lovers of God. They don't love God. They don't understand God. You really think, for those of you, that Jesus is your Savior, that he'd be walking around dissing all the gays, calling them pedophiles or not? Come on, get over it. Hypocrites. Just trying to control you. Let these people be. They're not hurting anybody. I can guarantee you one thing. There's not one person, one organization, one entity, nowhere, no how, ever, anywhere, that is judging you, that cares what you do. Once you get that one, baby, you talk about being free. Now, that takes great responsibility because you might have to understand karma, that if you mess with people and mess with their stuff and don't do what you agree to do, that's karma. Even though nobody's judging you for doing that, there's no God or Jesus or somebody. You didn't commit any sin. Sin is the big lie. To have the idea of something being a sin would mean that you offended somebody higher than you and you're on the bad list. That's the big lie. The big lie. Now, if you hurt somebody, if you steal their stuff, or you buy a car from somebody and I'm going to pay you $500 a month for the next year and don't pay them, bad karma. You'll end up paying for it. Or you'll end up paying for killing somebody or stealing their stuff. Or. But other than that, there's no karma. Oh, if you hate other people, of course, that's all karmic. Because you see, when you hate someone, you're actually trying to penetrate their aura, and you're trying to, but it really just bounces back on you. So don't do that. So that's encroaching on the other person's. So if you hate somebody else, or even dislike them, it's just like disliking yourself. So don't do that. I'll repeat that. There is not one person, one entity, spiritual, teacher, church, God, that is judging you for anything that you do or cares. Just doesn't exist. The only thing that exists in that realm is the law of return, which is also called karma. If we don't do what we agree to do with people, or we encroach on their persons or their property, that's a karmic event, and that will come back. Just like anything negative that is happening to us today is a karmic event. You and I have created the matrix. So no sense being angry with it. Just a movie. And we're part creators of it. Otherwise we wouldn't be experiencing it. How could it possibly happen? Things don't happen by accidents. There's only one. It's just one big blob of God. It's all connected. Things just don't pop into our existence like Bill Gates or injections just because God's having a bad hair day. It just doesn't work like that. Adam says it's a dynamic acid alkaline. The body is a juggler, perfectly capable of balancing itself. Hear, hear. Total body acid alkaline balance cannot be measured by urine, blood, or saliva. No one is all urine, all blood, or all saliva. Thanks for that, Adam. That's why I like to drink my pee, because I figure the body's always, you know, I don't do it all the time, but first thing in the morning, I'll take a big glass of it. It's great. Howard Hughes, Walt Disney, James Dean, Gary Cooper, Spencer Tracy, Rudolph Valentino, Kathleen Hepburn, David Geffen are all bisexual, and I still watch their movies. So do I. I mean, I really like some old George Clooney movies, and he's the creepiest libtard that ever lived. I don't care. I let that, you know, whatever. Even Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin's like my hero, one of the best screenwriters ever been screenplayed, and he's totally left. He's bonkers, man, politically. But it's great movies. Yeah, you don't hold that stuff against people. It's just some behavior they have. Doesn't matter. You've got something else here about soul. Let's see what it is. From Adam Bergstrom, my good buddy. Even German New Medicine looks for a physical symptom in the brain. Soul requires no test or action. That's right. There's nothing new under the sun. This whole idea, Adam and others, that the less we do, the more happens, is totally how it works. The less we try to manipulate and to move spirit in a certain direction, the worse we jungle things up. Jangle things up. My teacher, Petar Zask, works on the spiritual plane. He talks about contemplating the mechanism, how soul spirit works. That's contemplating spirit itself. Just like that's what I'm doing, is contemplating the mechanism here. And if you contemplate how it works, as Adam is doing here as well, doing without doing, and these are the mechanisms, then spirit is going to put forth manifestations in physical reality that will benefit the whole, and of course you, because it's working through you, and it's going to be far better and more crazy, wonderful, juicy, abundant than you could even imagine. So you know what I'm saying? So you can let go of the idea of trying to manifest specific things. That's difficult. I want a house that looks like this, and I want shutters, and I mean, you can do all that, but it may be just easier to let spirit move through you and create a new dwelling if you really think one is in your future that's perfect for you. And let that work. And then you'll come up with a better place than you can ever imagine. Does that make sense? So yeah, it's just like, think of it as spirit, which is scalar, you know, I guess in physical kind of scalar stuff, is the zero-point energy. It's operating through everybody, the birds and the bees and the trees and Patrick and you, Doodle and everybody. And it's trying to express more of itself through you. And it needs you and me. Without you and me, it's got nothing. Because it just, you know, we've talked about it. So, come through you and me. And the more we trust it, the more it's going to create exactly what floats our boat. And it'll bring that right person into our life, or the right house, or the right job, or the right money, or the right investment opportunity, or whatever it is. So we've got to do stuff. But only after it's like right in front of us. Duh. I think it's time to buy gold, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, after you hear something a few times, well, think about it. Well, maybe there's a message here. It's not just somebody trying to sell you something. There's a real message here. Act on it. See what happens. Here's from Michael. Hey man, been digging your shows since the days of AG and Sharon Live. AG, who's AG? Miss her. Oh, and she was on open phones? Do you know why Texas is called the Lone Star State? Yeah, couldn't connect, tried phoning. Yeah, our 800 number is out. I'm sorry. Love being off the grid. Yeah, our 800 number, our phone is out. Oh, Andrew Goss, AG.
Hey, Judy. Doodle.
I'll tell you the doodle story next week. What's going on? She's figuring out she's been biting and scratching herself. And this is how she's figuring out that there's no two things in there. There's no something against something else. So this is how she's learning it. Because we're doing it together. I'll talk about it next week. Andrew Goss and Sharon. Oh, surprised Andrew Goss never mentioned that what is taking place is the greatest transfer of wealth. Well, he did. It's frickin' obvious in the Great Mountains, once known as the poorest, whitest state in the country. I'm seeing a lot of Texas up here. Where are you located? Andrew Goss. I didn't realize who AG was. I'm still channeling Andrew. You know, the screenplay is coming along. I'm actually starting to like lots of it. Took me years to get to this point of liking it. It's about to be birthed. Gonna be fun seeing on the big screen someday. Speaking of movies, Adam watched a movie last night called Rememory. Huh. 2017, starring Peter Dinklage. D-I-N-K-L-A-G-E. Dinklage. Don't know that one. I watched a great movie. Oh, this one, check this one out. Lars and the Real Girl. Lars and the Real Girl. Who's that movie star all the girls like with blue eyes? He was in La La Land, the star of La La Land. You know, I don't keep these names in my mind. It's just too many file drawers. I like to keep things simple. It'll come around. He's a star called Lars and the Real Girl. It's really good. It's great. Also, have I told you about a mini series, 6 episodes, 7? I think I did about a year ago. I watched them all again. John Carney directed it, wrote most of them, called Modern Love. Write that down. Write it down. Modern Love. Amazon, Netflix, one of those. There's 6 episodes. Watch those. And also then Lars and the Real Girl. That fellow's name. You know who I mean. La La Land. That was a good movie, wasn't it? Okay, kids, get yourself one of these. This is one of those Ultras Blue Shields. These things, I felt this thing when I put it in. Well, I'm pretty sensitive, but This is good stuff. Blue Shield, use promo code ONERADIO. Get yourself one and it'll go all over the house and give you a little mojo. We can look at some headlines before we go. I wish you could call. Yeah, they were going to get the phone lines. It'll be done by next week. They said they could get them, but didn't happen by this morning. The Federal Reserve finally conceded that $4 billion in daily asset purchases does not reduce social inequality. See, the Fed, they're owned by the Dollar Inc. people, the globalists. The Federal Reserve banks are globalists. So they are happy to print all the money they want because they don't care, and they're just doing everything they can to flood the money, the market, and cause inflation and whatever they're doing. And they're putting $4 billion a day, which is $120 billion a month, into the system. Just new money. You know what they're buying? Who can guess? They're buying mortgage-backed securities from the banks that own the Fed. Okay, let's back up. So Wells Fargo and other people loan you money at 2%. God love them. They create the money, so it's not like they're doing you a big favor, but they create the money, give you $300,000 for your home. You pay them back over 30 years, like we talked about. And then Wells Fargo or somebody else, Bank of America, they slice and dice that mortgage into mortgage-backed securities. Put a 1,000 mortgage in a mortgage-backed security, valued about twice as much as it's really valued, and then they sell it to the Federal Reserve of New York, who they own, who creates the money, and then buys the mortgage-backed security from them. What? That's why Mom said, marry a banker. That's one of the reasons why home prices are going up too, because the Fed keeps buying mortgage-backed securities, so the banks have to create more mortgages, so they keep lowering interest rates, and the Fed does, and making more loans, so house prices are going up because more people want them. And you know what that's doing? It's pricing people out of the market because home prices are going up. So it's making more people rent, and those rents are going up, and it's just another way to destroy this country. See, I follow the bouncing ball, kids. Stick with me, baby. That's how it works. So rents go up to keep up with prices because the people doing the duplexes and fourplexes, they buy to rent, right? But these are costing more, so their rents are more, and then people, souls, can't afford them, so they end up on the street. Oh, look at what happened, all these homeless people. But that's okay. We'll buy hotels for you, like they do in Austin too. To let the homeless live. So we'll keep an eye on you. This is what socialism does. Florida Governor DeSantis is sending police to deal with the border crisis in Arizona and Texas. Good for you, DeSantis. He's cool. Governor Abbott, Texas, signed the constitutional carry bill. Is that right? Over 21? get a gun, put it in your shirt pocket, put it in your jeans, put it in your car, you're good. Governor Abbott, going to build a wall around Texas from Mexico. Texas. Tell Joe to pound sand, Joe. We're taking it over. Leave us alone. He's putting $250 million in from somewhere in Texas and getting people to loan to contribute. That's kind of weird. As much money as they take in taxes, believe me, Texas can afford to build their own wall without getting from people. So even though Abbott and DeSantis, they're cool, they're conservative, they're red, they're doing good stuff, but they're still swampy, you know. But they're good swamp. They're the better swamp of swamps. They may as well move to Texas. Everybody else is. Oh. Dude, what are you doing, girl? You hot? Yeah, we're going to go downstairs, sweetie. She's so close to me, she'll want to stay up here by me. I know, sweetie, we'll go downstairs. Just a minute. She can go down without me. Okay, why don't you lay down? Come here. Doodle. Lay down. We're almost done. Lay down. Go on. There's a girl. Go on, relax. She's saying, Dad, you've been up here long enough. Oh, she laid down. You've been out here long enough. Yeah, we have AC downstairs. First year we've ever had it. Okay, we have been. It's long. Well, I enjoyed it. Hope you guys did. Let's see what gold and silver is while we're going. Gold is steady, $17.75. Silver is pretty steady, $26. The Dow is down 400 points. Oil is $71. And we're out of here. Tomorrow or next week. Richard Massey, Ray Peet, Susan Bradford, historian. She's going to talk about the connection between the Vatican and China. Jet Black, you know that fellow? He's going to come back on. You know, have you heard it? You know Jeffrey Smith, the GMO guy, Seeds of Destruction? Been years since we talked to him. We're going to talk to him. So we got some cool people. Richard Massey, Ray Peet, Susan Bradford, Jet Black. Jeffrey Smith. Jennifer Daniels following week, Richard Mayberry. A little warm up here. Okay, kids, thanks a lot. Appreciate your support. Thank you. I love you all. Maybe the phones will be done by next week.
They will.
My God, they will be done. Please come by our website anytime. We're streaming lots of videos. Like this video, we'll be streaming kind of all weekend, but all other kinds of fun things. We're going to be streaming the Kaufman video that he did at the Red Pill. I should actually put that on the front page. I don't think it's separate. But anyway, really to help understand to get you over the edge on there is no virus, which will free up a lot of stuff. So I love you. Thank you. Patrick Timpone, may the blessings be. See you soon.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.